Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So in Los Angeles, food trucks and food carts may soon have to adhere to the same health department rules as restaurants. The proposals would affect the 9,500-plus mobile establishments there that offer everything from tacos to falafels to gourmet meatballs, not so unlike New York. Do we have gourmet meatballs here in New York City? I have no idea. Anyway, the trucks in Los Angeles will have to post letter grades based on food inspections, with the grades A, B, or C awarded. They will even be required to file route maps if they don't just stay in one place. So, listeners, real quick, should New York City go the way of L.A. and consider letter grades for our food trucks? Have you passed trucks on your way to work, right? We have a burgeoning, not just old-fashioned hot dog stand, but food truck, taco trucks, other trucks, food industry. Have you eaten at them? Had you said to yourself, I'm not sure if that's sanitary. I would love to see an A, B, or a C letter grade posted somewhere near the griddle. Or don't you want to know? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Ross Resnick is with us. He's the man behind a blog called RoamingHunger.com, described as a hub of all things street food. Hi, Ross. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So you're in L.A. I don't know if the two cities' cultures are going to be different in this respect, but how are people there reacting to this proposal to subject 9,000-plus food carts to health inspections? Is it with a sigh of relief, or is it more like, don't ruin my fun, I don't want to know?
Well, I think there's definitely some depth here that has yet to be explored if this does go into effect. But so far, people have been quite receptive to the trucks without the letter grades. And the trucks have been gathering at different festivals and on street corners, and people really haven't asked for it. We haven't heard a lot of requests on health department background and certification. They do have, you know, the health department seal that they have to get when they do go into operation. They have to get the proper certification. But above and beyond, they have not demanded that same level of letter grading on the side of the truck.
So why is this happening? Has there been maybe one or two high-profile cases of food poisoning, or is this get the Mexicans, or what is it?
Well, what we've seen is there's definitely been a lot of discussion around how to regulate this booming industry. And, you know, this started with how do we regulate the parking meters, how do we create food truck parking zones, and then it sort of evolved into the letter grading system with the submitted route maps, et cetera, et cetera. So I think there's definitely, you know, there's an eye towards this burgeoning culture, and really I think that the regulators are trying to get ahead of it and figure out how they can regulate.
Judith in Manhattan. Don't get too graphic now, Judith.
Hi. Yeah, I once got food poisoning, so I think it should be really very strongly regulated. I got so sick from one of these wagons.
What kind of a vendor?
It was meat. It was broiled meat on skewers. Mm. And I just wonder, where do they go to the bathroom? Where do they wash their hands?
What is the answer to that question, Ross, since you blog about food carts all over the country?
Absolutely. Well, each truck does have to have access to a clean bathroom. And if they are doing an event, they have to get a letter from a local establishment that allows them and their staff to use the restroom. And each truck does come equipped with a three-compartment sink, and that is part of standard practice in Los Angeles. I can't speak to New York and the food carts there, but here the trucks are all equipped to make sure that they do have the same food safety regulations as a restaurant, or if you went to a festival or a fair, the same regulations that those vendors have to adhere to.
Aminata in Park Slope is on board with Judith, I think. Hi, Aminata.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, what I want to say is because I go to school,
uh-huh.
And, well, I'm a homeschooler personally, but I have a lot of friends who are in public school.
Uh-huh.
And then they come out of school, and they go around, and they eat these stuff. And I have a couple of friends who've gotten sick from this, and it's like a big health concern because what if they catch a disease? What if they get a sickness or catch a disease from the stands? and then they bring it to school. It's a really, you should be really concerned about
it. So you
want
to see the inspection. You're homeschooled. What grade are you in?
I'm in seventh grade.
And so is this a show part of your instructional program, or is this your break?
Oh, no, this is part of my instructional program because my mother makes me listen to this because it's just says I can learn a lot from this show.
So do you hate me now because I'm like class?
No, I don't. I mean, sometimes you guys get a little boring, but I learned a lot from you guys.
Good. Okay. Keep it up, Aminata. Good luck. Call us in, okay? Maybe your mother can, like, work out an assignment where you call the show and you talk about something. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Good luck. Now, Ross, you blog about carts all over the country. Like I said, you're based in L.A. Is there a difference in food truck culture in Los Angeles and New York?
Oh, absolutely. I think L.A. is definitely a city of the road. Angelenos are used to spending so much time in traffic and on the road that food trucks are really the natural fit, whereas you have a lot more pedestrian traffic in New York, so you see more carts and food stands. And even cities like Portland, you have a food stand culture. In San Francisco, you have food carts. So really, city by city, depending on the flow of transportation, you really see the variances in how people come to market with street food.
There's so much competition that food truck turf wars have broken out on the streets. Over the summer, there was an altercation that took place in Midtown between the rickshaw dumpling truck and the Freets and Meats over real estate, and the NYPD had to get involved. Does this happen in L.A.?
No, I think people are pretty amicable here, and really the food vendors know that they need to work together in L.A. in order to make it through. So there's really a nice sense of community here amongst the owners, and there's not a lot of that type of feeling here in L.A.
That's good. We just have 30 seconds. You know there's a new Food Network show dedicated to food trucks, not to mention all the blogs. Why do you think these trucks have become so popular?
I think people like the sense of adventure. They like finding a new meal. Also, the trucks have done a great job in specializing their cuisine. So if somebody wants to get a grilled cheese, they want to go to the grilled cheese truck and really get the best possible grilled cheese they can get. I think that there's an air of attraction to waiting in line, even though people might say otherwise. There's a real feeling of community and happening when you're standing in line with 20 other people chatting. Before you get your grilled cheese, and I think that people enjoy going outdoors to eat,
and
that wasn't really happening.
We have to leave it there. And just for everybody's information, in our area, New York City trucks are subject to annual inspections under the law. Ross Resnick writes the blog RoamingHunger.com. Thank you so much, Ross. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Lunchtime.